WGAN, Radio Atlantic.
WGAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have a mostly sunny sky, clear sky, let's call it, 68 degrees in Atlantic. And we look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 90 and winds southwesterly at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Topping area news, seven people were injured in a three-vehicle crash on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County Tuesday afternoon. According to the State Patrol, a 2021 Toyota RAV4, a 2016 Acura MDX, and a 2012 Dodge Durango were all heading west in that order in the right lane of Interstate 80 at about the 37-mile marker. Due to road construction, the Toyota and Acura were at a near standstill because traffic ahead of them was backing up. The Dodge Durango, driven by 21-year-old Colton DeMars of Rawlins, Wyoming, was approached the Acura from behind and was unable to stop before the SUV rear-ended the car. The Acura was driven by 72-year-old Todd Ladro of Colorado Springs. The crash happened around 3 p.m. Tuesday. The impact from the collision forced the Acura into the rear of the Toyota that was driven by 60-year-old Sirialatha Adhikari of Huntington Beach, California. All vehicles came to rest in the right lane, blocking the roadway. Colton DeMars, 18-year-old Samantha Lloyd of Rawlins, Wyoming, 44-year-old Ranuka Senavarantha, and 45-year-old Priyantha Wathledge, both of Woodland Hills, California, were all transported by ground EMS to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Also injured in the crash and transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan was 57-year-old Hanif Kitchell of Canoga Park, California, 60-year-old Siriathala Adhikari, and authorities say Avoca Rescue transported 72-year-old Lana Ladro of Colorado Springs to Murtu Hospital as well. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 24-year-old Sabrina Marie Camera of Red Oak at around 1:30 p.m. Tuesday. She was taken into custody on a warrant for harassment in the second degree. Camera was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held on a $1,000 bond. Atlantic Rescue and Cass EMS were dispatched to a single vehicle unknown injury accident south of Interstate 80 Tuesday afternoon. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened in the bridge construction zone on Olive Street just south of Chicago Road at around 12:14 p.m. Atlantic Rescue was later told to disregard with apparent no injuries. A second unknown injury accident as dispatched took place a few minutes later south of Anita on Highway 148 Tuesday. It took place between Galveston and Glendale Road. Anita Rescue responded to the scene. Additional details on both of those accidents are currently not available. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports the Sheriff's Office canine Dart has received a bullet and stab preventative vest thanks to a charitable donation from the nonprofit organization Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated. Dart's vest was sponsored by Diane Schaff of Raleigh, North Carolina, and embroidered with the sentiment, "This gift of protection by Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated." Vested Interests in Canine Incorporated was established in 2009. It's a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to provide bullet and stab protective vests and other assistance to dogs of law enforcement and related agencies throughout the country. Since 2009, the organization has donated more than 4,300 canine ballistic vests, 1,800 canine opioid reversal Narcan kits, more than $190,000 worth of canine medical insurance premiums through their Healthcare for Canine Heroes program. Vested Interest in Canines has donated over $76,500 in canine medical first aid kits and three Chevy Tahoes custom fitted for a canine unit valued at over $50,000 each. All of the Vested Interest in Canines programs are made possible with funds raised through contributions, grants, and fundraising events. And if you'd like to learn more, click on the link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst have joined their fellow Republicans to block debate of a bill that would require automatic voter registration nationwide and at least 15 days of early voting in each election. Democrats have argued their bill is a necessary response to election law changes being made in GOP-led state legislatures in Iowa and other states. Ernst, a former county auditor who oversaw Montgomery County elections, calls the bill a D.C. power grab.
I trust the county auditors in Iowa at the local level, Democrats, Republicans, and the occasional independent, much more than I trust a bunch of D.C. politicians and bureaucrats who want to run our local elections.
Senator Grassley said he voted against debating the plan because it would strip states of key election management decisions. All 50 Republicans in the Senate voted against allowing debate, triggering a filibuster, since 60 votes are needed before a bill can be debated. Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman says the bill showed Democrats are desperate about the 2022 election.
Bottom line is this. This federalizes election, even though the vast majority of Americans and Iowans do not want it.
Kaufman says this is undoing many things the states have done to make voting more secure. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Ross Wilburn said the bill would protect the sacred right to vote everywhere, and Iowans shouldn't be fooled by the GOP spin. Wilburn says the election bill Governor Reynolds signed this year rigs Iowa's voting system in Republicans' favor. And that's a check of the news for this hour. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.